touching the Bechor. Because di kulu rechem mekadish, if you have to have that this Bechor all around is surrounded by the womb. Whereas the rechem, the womb, is what's mekadish the Bechor. If the whole Bechor has to be touching the womb, is so, nehi di yefshlet something, even if you want to tell me the Rabbanan hold, it's yefshlet, two things happen exact same time. So I call upon him one head like came out before the other head, but still chatzitza miyuika. But they both came out like together, one right after another, one just a little bit faster. But while the first one was coming out, the second one was also coming out. So sodan is a chatzitza. Like the womb was not only touching the first one, it's touching the second one also. So if you tell me the whole womb has to be touching the Bechor, you don't have it. So that should be a proof that the Rabbanan hold, no, it's enough that miksas rechem mekadesh, enough of part of the rechem is touching the Bechor, that's mekadesh it. So Amar Rav, Rav says no, could be no, maybe the Rabbanan hold still you have to have the whole rechem to be mekadesh. But I tell you, min b'minu ein chaytzitz. Here it's a min b'minoi. Rashi says, v'elu shneim min echad, they're both the same min, they're both a chamor. So therefore it's not called a chatzitza. Therefore, it's considered like the rechem is touching around both of them. And therefore, both of them, like the cooler rechem is touching them. So whichever one came out first, that one is the Bechor. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if you gave birth to a Zohar and a Nekeva? So mafresh tleh, you have to set aside a tleh, but the Yisrael has the right to keep it. The Mora says, v'chivun tleyatmihu, since you can keep it anyway, lom li lafrushay, so what do you have to separate it, set it aside in the first place for? Forget about it. The Mora says, no, liyafkui liyisur minei. You have to take off the yisur from the petah chamor. Masha, when this baby, the Bechor of the chamor, was born, it has kedusha on it. So you have to take off the kedusha and be mafreshit with a tleh, with a seh. Now this seh, it's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. But here where it's a suffix, we say, a mitzvah chaber, we have right to keep it. So when it says, so Alma, what do we see? Kivun le mafka, osa bano. If you don't take off the yisur from the petah chamor, it's osa bano. If so, the chur masnisin man who's a mishnah go like Reb Yudah. The mishnah goes according to Reb Yudah. The Tani will learn like this: petach hamor osa bano. And the chanami petach hamor before you point to it, it's taka osa bano. For Reb Shimon mat, Reb Shimon says no, it's muta. Even before pidyonoi, still it's muta bano. So Moshe says, my time to Reb Yudah. What's the reason of Reb Yudah? But he's the bar pluk of Reb Shimon. What's the reason of Reb Yudah? So Amul Ula says like this. Do you ever find anything that you have to be poydered, redeem it, and before that it's mutam, like the whole yisrael, what the Torah says to be poydered is because it has kedusha to it. So before you poydered, about it should be yosa bano. So Moses says, this true, v'loy v'rei b'chor odom, shetzorach p'diyah, every kid, a Jewish boy, a Jewish b'chor that's born, so the loch was yata pidyin aben, but a muta, it's muta t'avano, even before pidyoyno, the kid is muta bano. So it's like this rather. Eliyeshla Khodova Shek Pidwal of Torah Beseh Umuta. True, but over here by Pidyon Petachamor, the Torah was marked but the same Bdaku uses Seh. So Rashi says, Vichivon the Mach Mekulihai, Shekobla Kosa Pidyon Seh, since the Torah is clearly uses Seh, Pulabiyah, not something else, Vada Yosabano, for sure it's also Bano. So let's see. O Mihek Pidy is the true, the Torah is so Makpid, for Amnechem Yabred Rabbi Yosef, Torek Lei Bishilki. He was Poydirit Bishilki. Poshin means with Rashi's Asav Shlukas will cook vegetables. So Luchur, you don't have Dafka to use a Seh. Samura says, no, it means Bishavav. The value, Rashi says, Shenoishin Asavim Shavir Temeha Chamor Lekoyin. He gave the value of the Chamor to the Koyin. Samura says, Bishavav Lekoma. I'm not talking about, Rashi says, where you paid with the exact amount of money, that for sure is better, because that's not worse than Hegdish. Ki Kamrina, what do I mean to say? Shaloi Bishavyev, where you paid with not with its right value. And the Chulad, you could be paid with Chamor with a say, even though a say is cheaper. So, where do you find like this? Who it's Mutabano. Vochikom, this is what he meant to say. Yeshla Chodover Shekpidwal of Torah, Liyavkuri Liyasur Biser. Like, do you ever find anywhere the Torah was makpid to take off the yisur with the sim and to say, like, it's not osa bano, about the source should be osa bano? The Rashi says, lafugi yisur b'ser, and the chiddush is, v'afilu shloi b'shavav, even when you use a sir, it does not have to be the value of the chamor. Katani masnisin, god of a cotton. You could even use a small sir if you want. So this is a chiddush. that since the Torah gave this chiddush that to be poitered with a seven that's worth less than the chamor, it has to be the Torah was makbid, and the chur has kedusha. So that's why you desire to say that before you poitered the chamor, there's kedusha on the pet chamor. So Moshe says no, v'harei meiser. There's the kash pub call of meiser, a meiser sheik pidu tor all of Torah. The kesef. Because if you want to be part of the Maaseh Sheni, you have to use kesef. And the kesef tzuri has to be kesef that has a tzura on the coin. Rashi says, the yein mischal al hasimen, he has to be a kesef bidech, it has to be a coin that has a tzura picture on it. But now I'm going like this, if you do in there, the mezid kiddush, Rashi says, she niskav in the chal, if you had intentions to be mechal of the Maaseh Sheni, it's kiddush. Rashi, im kiddush by yesisha mekudeshes. I'm a mutter by no abudin. No, I'm a yesisheni. If you want to be mekadesh and isha, there's a good time of bemezid kiddush. If you mekadesh and isha, you know what you're doing. And you give her the yesisheni, so the kiddushin is chal. So you see what? I'm a mutter by no abudin. Even though you have to be paid with a special, special coin to have a tzura, but still it's mutter by no. So Mora says, if so, the petach chamor nami mikdusha. I'll tell you who would in the same luck will be by petach chamor also. If you give it to your wife, you can make kedushin. Could Rebbe Loza? The Yomer Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Loza like this. Isha yodas and Isha knows shein maise sheini mischal al yoda. She knows that this maise sheini, when the husband gives it to her for kedushin, it's not paturis chilul opinion right now, but she knows that he's giving her real maise sheini. And she has in mind the oil of Yechlosa Bishlayim. She has the month faith and even in Yerushalayim. So not the pshat, if you give it to your wife, it's like a chilu. No, it can only be mechalit on taka maisa on kesef. When you give it to your wife, a kedushin is chal, because she's taking it, the terrorist money, that she can use and even in Yerushalayim. I tell Yochanan here also by Petach Amor. Isha Yadas Nisha knows that Petach Amor Isura is bay. Nisha knows that right now she can't have enjoyment from the Petach Amor. Or Parkin Lev is said. And what she will do is eventually she will redeem it with her seh. Or mikdusha b'hachta b'nei b'nei. She knows she gains on the deal. Like this seh is only worth $2. And this chamor is worth $5. So she's getting on the deal $3. So that's why the kedushin is chal. Then echnami, it could talk and be though that maaseh sheni is the same halacha. That really it is osa b'no. Means without pidyon, you can't have b'no outside on the tibur in Yerushalayim. The same thing by the pet chamor also. Could be talk with osa b'no. Just here, she knows to use it after she's paid it. So, Kitzur, that's a view of the Svara, though, that since the Torah was not put over here, so I've added the Svara to say it's also Banor before you paid it the Petach Amor. For Reb Shimon, my Tamas Reb Shimon's reason, he says, no, it's Mutter Banor. Ulu says like this, Yesh lecha dover shepid yoni mutter vuosa. Is there anything that the pidyon is mutter and it could be osa? It can't be. But since the Seh itself is Mutter Banor, like it's just a mitzvah and a sin to give it to the Kohen. But it's mutter to have a no from it. So it's also mistavra that the Petach Amor is also mutter b'no. As if the Petach Amor itself would be yasa b'no, so once you poider it, it should be like that issa goes off the Petach Amor and goes on to the seh. So the seh should also be yasa b'no. Since it says mutter b'no, that's the raya, the Petach Amor is also mutter b'no. But tomorrow, v'arei shvius, you have perish shvius. The pidyoinoi mutter, when you poider the perish shvius, it's mutter b'no, v'yasura. And the perish shvius itself is also. Rashi says shvius, ha'moicha perish shvius, ha'domim mutorim le'elam. V'ya peris atzmon, mizvarim b'shasa bir, k'shekol l'chaya. Yeah. So Rashi says, have been the wars, the I makshe, the pigeon shvius mutter le'elam. And he didn't know the Gemara later, we'll soon see. So he thought, when you pay the, you sell perish shvius, so the money becomes mutter b'no, even though the peris are also. Yep. Mutter v'yasur. Someone says, no, shvius nami pidyonios. No, it's not true. When you pray the parish shvius, they become also. The Yamamah will learn like this. So achron also. Like whatever you pray, let's say you have a fruit of shvius, and you sell it. So the money becomes kaddish. And now when you sell that money with something else, so the other thing becomes kaddish. But the kedusha always remains. The kedusha remains on the first pri, and the money, whatever you deem it with, it always goes down, the Kedusha goes down, the Kedusha always stays there. So therefore, it is always awesome. That's why Shvius is awesome. But over here, that the pigeon that says Mutter, it must be that the Petach Amor is also Mutter. The boys, if you want to tell like this, that the Machlokes is like this, that Reb Yudiv Reb Shimon Bahai Krok Mifik, the argument in this pasuk, the Tanya we learned. The pasuk says, Lo Samvod Bechor Sherechom, you can't work with the Bechor. Avalato Oyved Bishalacho, who Vishal Acherim, but you're allowed to work with your own and with Acherim. As the Bishalom Shalacherim says, Oyved Nikichovim, the going Bechor Behema, Ashiyesh Pashut, so Bechovim. Safa Gavdim, even though Reb Yudiv holds. The Reb Yudiv is the one that holds. Who is the one that says shutfus with the nakum does not free you from the chor? Still, you have to give half the value over to the kohen. But I call upon him, he's moido. It's only that you have to give the money to the kohen. But the actual bechor itself is shari begizma moido. You allow to work with the bechor. You allow to shear off the hair. Shein kedushas lechatzoin doesn't have kedusha lechatzoin. Aval petach chamor lememayit mikro. Never mind if this possible. Before kamad lememayit loy l'shurin loy. Lagora bechor behema Torah. Yeah, that's a view this far. Rab Shimon memayit lekro. So let's see. Someone says, "The boy said, 'Rabbi Rab Shimon behind krok miflegi.' The Tanya. Pasuk says, 'Loi sabad bechor shrech.' He can't work with a bechor that was the shore. Avolat toiv b'shulach b'shul acherim. But the diik. But if you have shutfus with a guy, then you're allowed to work with it. Now." Then it says, you can't shear off the wool of a bechor. So dash now, but if you have shutfis with a guy, then you're allowed to shear off the wool. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says like this. Reb Shimon Oimer, you can't work with a bechor. But you can work with a bechor of an odom. By an odom, that you can work with him. Then loy sogos bechor tzanecho, you can't shear off the wool. Avolata goyza is bechor chamor, but a bechor chamor you're allowed to. That's from Shimon's Rosha. So clearly the post is telling us a bechor chamor is mutta. Why? Because it's mutta bano. So bishem the Rabbi Shimon, I know they receive trei koy. It says two psukim. One is for loy sog. One is for a bechor adam, and one is for a bechor chamor. El Rabbi Yehuda trei koy lemuti shachor shalachem normally. What do I have to have two psukim to tell you that by goy it's part of pshita? If you have shutfus with the goy, it has no kedushas bechor, so chor pshita. Secondly, the Rabbi Yehuda bechor rodim nami. Even by chodim, I should say name of the yosser. Why don't I say by bechor rodim also should be yosser? Then, if there's no part that says muta, it should be yosser to work with the bechor rodim. Someone says no. Ella rather the kuliyal. Everybody agrees. Shorches lemuta bechor rodim. It says shorcha bechor shor you can't work with. But avada bechor adam, a person you're allowed to work with, who the yosa. Key pligu is a machlekes over here. Bitzaynecho. The pasuk says bitzaynecho. To have you do the time. If you go to his own time, the yom that he holds shutfas adik chavim chayivus v'bechayra. Yes, even though you have a shutfas with a guy, but as much as you own in the animal, in this bechor, you mechuyev to give that value of it to the kain. Esavach yitzra kro lemishre begizir avoda. So I need a pasuk now that even though you have a shutfus with a guy, and even though you have to give the value, you should know it has no kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to work with any kasher of the wool. You need a pasuk for that. You have a shim and sabano shutfus of gechavim p'turim in abchayra. So you don't need any pasuk since you have a shutfus with a guy pshita. It has no kedusha at all. Only the geez of yavod leitzokro. You don't need a pasuk for that pshita. It has no kedusha at all. So rather ki itzokro. We don't need a pasuk for him. Let petachamor. The teachers by the Bechor of Petachamor, it's Mutta Banoa. So that's the Machlokes of Shimon has a Posek, and Reb Yehuda doesn't have a Posek. So this Shem, Reb Yehuda, Hainu Dirsiv, Tsoincha Vesherecha, says two things. Otu Tsoincha Vesherecha, Otu Tsoinecha. The Sivashi of this, Bishem, Reb Yehuda, the Dorish Tsoinecha, Voloishal Shut Vesav Gavin, Hainu Dirsiv Tsoinecha, Tamash Mam Yuchadacha, Voloishiv Tsoin, doesn't Stam say Tsoin Stam. Vishorecha, Alpha God the Muslim Michta of a Bechor Shor, Vamaitan Bechor Odom, but since by Tsoincha, that's the word Tsoincha, it says the word Shorch also. Because according to you, they were talking about now, yours and not a Shutfus with a guy. So it's good why it says the word Tsoinecha. Something more saying. Bisham Yehuda Hainad Vichsiv Tsoincha Vishorecha, Otu Tsoincha, really Shorch, of course, you could have just said the word Shor, Lafuki Yodam, but since it says Tsoinecha, Lafuki, Shutfus with a guy, it says Shorech also. Elo, the Rabbi Shimin, Shorecha Vitsanecha Lomli, what's that to say the word Shorecha Vitsanecha? Should have just said Shor, what Tsoin? It's not Bimimayat Shutfus, it's Bimimayat, Begiza, it's Bimimayat, Chamor, or Bechor Odam. So they didn't have to say Shorcha. It's true Kasha, it's a little bit Kasha. Omar Rav, Rav says like this. Umoydi Rav Shimon, Shimon agrees though that liachar arifa shulosa. Rav Shimon agrees that the egla rufa, if you make the arufa, then it becomes osa bano. Or maybe not make roof. Could be this the petachamor is talking about. That's what petachamor is talking about. His moedir of Shimon. Shimon says now what petachamor, even before you redeem it's muta banor. The lack of a petachamor is if the Yisrael doesn't want to redeem it, so the mitzvah is we have to then kill the chamor. We have to make a roof. We have to chop off its head. So once we chop off its head, then it becomes asa banor. My time. What's the reason? Gomor areifa areifa megla roof. Not enough. Megla arufa. Egla roof is asa banor. So he also says, Petach Hamor, when you don't want to redeem with the seh, that the din is we chop off the head for you, so it becomes Asa Bano. Rashi says, an egla roof is Asa Bano, but Shem Nechsiba says over there, Shom Shom, take for Osoi. You have to bury it there, and that's all, it has no Hano from it. Yeah. Yeah. Also, my time, Goma egla roofo, Goma arayf rif egla roofo. Oma rova. Mino aminale, how do we know to say this? The time is going like this. So now, so we get to Omar Rabba. Like Rabba says, "No, Amina. How do I know to say this? That Reb Shim would agree the Yachar Reifa, the Tanya, Ha'orlo Ol Kolay Kerim, Hashara Nisko V'Yegla Rufa, the Tziporim Mitzayro Petach Hamor, or Bosa B'Cholov, Kula Mitamim Tumas Ayichlin. They all have a loch of an Eichel, have Tumas Ayichlin. It could be mekabel to even though the Rosh Sabano still it can have Tumas Ayichlin. Reb Shim and Amina, Kula Mitamim Tumas Ayichlin." Since the Rosh Hashanah, it has no Tumas Eichlin on it. Since you now read it, it's not called an Eichel. It doesn't have any Anor from it. But in Moigav, Shimon agrees to Bosa B'cholav, Shimitama Tumas Eichlin. Hoi voice la Shasa Kaisha. Because since it once had a Shasa Kaisha. And the Yom Rabbas, Yom Rabbi Yechon, in my time, what's some Rabbi Shimon? The Chesed says, Mikol Eichel Ashe Yochel. Means Eichel Shati Yochel Achilu Lacherim. Food that you could feed to a guy, even though it's also for you. But if it's Mutta Bano, Kor Yechel, that's called the food. But food that you can't even feed to a guy, I mean it's also bano, it ain't a koryach, it's not called a food. And therefore it won't have a locha to mekabel tumas eichlin. But a kol point we'll soon see, the chur the raya from here is that since it says here petach hamor, that's one of the things that's not mekabel tumah, and it doesn't say Reb Shimon is moida, it only says Reb Shimon is moida by basta b'cholov. But all these others assume he agrees it's not matam tumas eichlin. So according to the Raya, if you hold that by petach hamor, if you hold this mutta b'hano, it's going to kashrut that it should have a tumas eichlin. And since here Reb Shimon agrees to the rest of these halachas, that neglar that a petach hamor also is one of these cases here. Shah nisko like a rufa, it's from mitzora petach hamor. Since he agrees it's not makabu tumas eichlin, mash b'chur tzasa b'hano. So where's the case that's also b'hano according to Reb Shimon? So must be liachra reifa, the case where you didn't want to make a pigeon. So this we chop off the head for you in such a case, talk it's also a Bahano. Alright, so wait till the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll do the next daf on the other side. So just wait till the end of the tape and then turn over.